I reckon it's gonna carry it to the garbage, but they ought to give it away for it let them rot like that.
Yeah.
I would if it'd been me.
What the? What would you call the inside parts that you'd eat?
Mm-hmm. We call them chitlins.
Okay. What other inside parts?
Liver and lights. Mm-hmm. You had a kitty cornered up in there. That way. You stayed around me, you'd learn how to burn long wood, wouldn't you?
I guess so. Do you have something called the
horselet
or the
haslet? Yeah, the hearts and the haslets and the liver.
What's the
haslets? That's the lights. We call them the lights.
What part is that?
That's the inside next to the liver.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Is that the lungs or?
No, that ain't the lungs. But there's three parts in there. It's got some lungs, and then you got something that's dark color. It's the liver. And then that light color, that's the lights. And then you got lungs in there, too.
Does anyone ever eat the lungs?
Some folks eat. But I ain't never eat none, I don't think, unless it's when a child didn't know it. But I love the liver and the lights. Mm-hmm. In the heart of a hog.
After you kill a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
Souse.
Okay.
Hog head souse, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Take it and boil it until it gets good and done, then cut it up. Cut your onion up in it and black pepper and mash it up. Put them on. Flour sack, that's the way we used to do it. Put it in a flour sack and hang it up some, let the grease drip out, and you can slice it off in pieces like that.
How long would it take for the grease to drip out?
It'll take about a day if it's real cold weather, but if it ain't, well, it won't take it that long. I loves that too. Yeah, you cook the feet and the head together. And then you mash them up, pick all them bones out. And mash them up and cut you some onions and put black pepper and salt and sage in them.
When you say you cook the head, now, you have the head in there with the eyes and the brain still in it?
Mm-mm, no. No, you cut. You take the head when you cut the jowl off it. This part under here, you cut it off it. Then you take the head and you split it open.
How?
Take an axe and split it, split it open like that. And then take the brains out.
Mm-hmm.
And you pull the eyes out. And you just cook the ears and the nose and this other part of the back part of the head and the feet.
Mm-hmm.
And
what do you do with the eyes and the brain?
I throw the eyes away, but I cooks the brain. Get me some hot water. There's a little skim over them brains. And you can take you some hot water and pour over them brains and you can skim that little skim off of the brains.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can put them in some water and boil them a little bit. And boil, pull that water off them. And put you some grease or butter or something in there and break you some eggs in there and stir them up.
What does it taste like?
They good to me. They taste as good.
Sounds
nasty though, don't it? But that ain't. It's clean. If you skim that skim off them, just put them in some hot water. And that skim will peel right on off them brains.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can boil them a little bit and pull that water off and put you some grease in there. Break your egg and then stir it all up together. They eat good.